Culmination Revelation Part 2. Revelation Culmination, whatever I name it. So, if you really think about the from the book of Genesis to Revelation, you see the whole picture. So Genesis is where the seed started, right? And I'm not necessarily talking about the seed of anything but the concept, the plan, the program. Genesis, gene. It started in Genesis, the beginning. And so what started there? The whole thing. Think about what I'm saying. It started in Genesis, and it's revealed, completely revealed in Revelation, the Revelation. So in the book of Genesis, you saw Adam and Eve fall. You saw that God provided a way. Via a prophecy, her seed shall bruise his head, and his seed shall bruise his heel. Her son's heel. And so my point is, you see the solution's already there. But not only do you see it in Genesis 3, but you also see it in Genesis 1, the night and the day, and the Spirit of God hovered across the face of the earth. That's like the Holy Spirit giving you a new birth, right? And so you also see it, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So my point is this. The whole truth and all things that ever would happen afterwards were already set in stone right there. And so we didn't understand. If we go back, we wouldn't understand how, unless we lived back then, because Adam was a prophet and a lot of the people of old were prophets. And so unless God's teaching you directly, you wouldn't really understand what this place is about, right? But the reason he gave you the law, the age of law, the age of government, the age of innocence, is to show you a type and shadow how those things are playing out every day of your life. The 7,000 years of dispensational truth is playing out every day of your life as a cycle. It played out in Genesis, Adam and Eve. Adam went down with the ship to pull Eve back up. Eve went into witchcraft, sorcery. Adam went down with her. He wasn't into deception. He went down by choice, just like Jesus came to the earth by choice, and he walked through this thing. And he didn't fall into idolatry and all that stuff like Solomon did. And so you see the same games being played with Solomon, Samson, David, all the same sins and issues of life and all the struggles and all the victories and all the love stories that you can think of. Everything was right there in Genesis. It was in Kings. It was in Deuteronomy, the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice, the animals being a precursor to Jesus showing up on the scene. But it pointed back, not only did the animal sacrifices point to the cross, but it pointed back to the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So everything was already done at the cross before the foundation of the world. In the mind of God, it had already happened. It didn't appear to us till 2,000 years ago, but it appeared in the storyline. Jesus followed his script. And every day you have a script. You repeat it over and over and over and over and over and over. Every day is the same. It repeats. The same storyline's repeating. You can't deny it, because what do you face off with every day? The flesh versus the spirit. Pride versus humility. Worry versus peace. Truth versus lies. Love versus hate. You face off forgiveness versus bitterness. You face off with these things every day of your life, but God used the 7,000 years, the seven dispensations, to reveal this same storyline that's played out in the Bible in your heart, in your mind, in your daily life, in your daily 3D experience. Why is there a Cain? Why was there a Pharaoh? Why is there a devil? Because you're going to have devils around you. Why are there prophets and priests and kings? Because you're going to have people who speak the truth around you. You're going to have people who... Why are there Jezebels in the Bible? Because you're going to have Jezebels around you on a daily basis. The media is a Jezebel. The government's been deceived by the devil. Government's a good thing, but most of them are deceived. It's designed to help the people birth. Nation means birth. So a government is designed to birth you into your spiritual state, but they want everybody in the flesh. Because they can control them better when they're in the flesh, because they are their own worst enemy. When you're in the flesh mind, you are your own worst enemy. So everything that happened from Genesis to Revelation is the birthing to the revealing. The birthing of what? The concept of Christ being formed in you. The concept of the church is in you. The concept of you're not under works, levels, ranks, law. Those that are under law are in the flesh. Those are in the spirit are in love and truth. Those under law are in the flesh. Those under love and truth are in the spirit. The spirit walk is not keeping a rule. The spirit walk is love and truth. So when you look at Genesis as the Genesis, it's not only the genesis of man and woman, but it's the genesis of the storyline. It's the genesis of the concept, the program of God. Program is pro-G-ram. Pro means toward. G is Golgotha, the cross. Number 7, it is finished. Ram is the ram caught in the thicket. Jesus went to the cross for you. There was a substitute. You don't have to pay for it. Jesus paid for it. You just have to believe and appropriate it by faith. And so then what do? Every day after you get saved, you take up your cross every day. Daily you're taking up your cross. So the cross is being preached. Daily you're forgiving. Daily you're walking by faith. What did Abraham do in the Old Testament? He left the Ur of the Chaldees by faith. So you're actually playing out Genesis every day of your life. You're playing out Revelation every day. What are they doing in Revelation? They're cutting people's heads off. Revelation is the culmination of all this. But you see the precursors now. You see the precogs now. You see it. They're trying to do it, but they can't do it until the church is called up, because the church is the restrainer. And so you actually see they want to cut your head off. They want to shut down the gospel. They want to cancel culture. They want to poison you with food, water, chemtrails, vaccines. They want to poison you. They want to kill you. God gave you a water vessel to make it harder for them to kill you. They want to slow kill because they can make money off of you as you're going to the grave. One of the solutions is to fast and cut back sugar. If you can go no sugar, you're probably better off. So everything that's happening now has already happened. And so why are you here? You're here to experience what has already happened. The saints of old, those things were written of the saints of old for your admonition today. There's nothing new. What they went through, you're going through. The clay body is just like the potter. So your clay body, your clay experience down here, your Plato experience, because your body's clay. Your clay experience down here on this clay earth is a potter's wheel. And God is changing, molding, building his body, his church, setting you apart, sanctifying you. You're being set apart for a reason. Those who reject Jesus, what are they going to do? We already know what they're going to do. They already take it in type and shadow. Those who just do whatever they tell them to do, you better take this, you better do this. Instead of having their own mind, they're in the hive mind. They're going to take the 666. They're going to take every vaccine. They're going to take every shot. They're going to take every lie. They're going to eat and drink all the machine. They're going to take the AI machine. They're going to tie their brain to a computer. They're going to continually do what the flesh creatures do in every age, in every day, day to day. The AI flesh mind is a complainer, is a fighter, is rebellious. The AI flesh mind is tied to the AI devil, the cycles. They focus on time. They set their affections on things below. Everything about an AI creature, computers, if you think about it, if you really think about it, electric cars are part of the 666 end of times. The Go Green crowd is part of end of time. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. So what are they going to do? There's going to be robots. There's going to be machine. There's going to be cyborgs. They're going to be humans tied to computers, stuff hanging off their forehead, their ears, arms, already tied to whatever that's digital. They're going to disconnect. The reason that the oil and the gasoline from the earth is good directly, I mean, I know that electricity ultimately comes from the earth through batteries and all, but you can go in your backyard and dig, get water. They want to box everything up. They want you to drink water out of a bottle. They want to box everything, everybody into a deeper and deeper box. And the more efficient the box life comes, the less time you have to go out in the yard and plant food and because you're so busy keeping up with the box life that you don't have time. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that the same AI flesh mind that was in Genesis, you saw Eve ate the app. Everybody download an app. Eve ate the apple, the app, trying to be her own God. Man is creating apps to be his own God, so he don't need God. Why are computers still having trouble? All these years we've had computers. Why do they still crash? Why do they still need updates, you know? Don't add up. Why do you still have viruses? Because the AI flesh mind is nothing but sin, and anything that man makes is dead, and anything that's dead it's going to have to be given a jolt of life. It goes back to the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It goes back to the was that movie with the monster where he had the things come out of the side of his head? Why do people become narcissistic, psychopathic, sociopath? Because the AI flesh mind just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Why do the Christians get better and more graceful over time? Because the Holy Spirit in them gets better and better and better because it's outside the material. You need something outside of this system to rise you up. But from Genesis to Revelation, in every book, you see the flesh mind versus the spirit mind. You see the AI flesh, you see the inventions of man. God made man upright, but man sought out many inventions. You see how man and his systems, Babylon's going to fall. It's already falling right now. The stock market, all of it's falling. All the Bitcoin and all this stuff's down, way down. The system's crashing. So they're going to create another lie to prop it back up for another season, and then it's going to crash again. Up and down, the sine wave, the snake. It's all the snake eating itself. the flesh eating the flesh. When it comes to the spirit side, the seed is within the seed. So iron sharpens iron, but flesh cuts flesh. Iron will cut iron. I mean, the spirit will cut spirit, but it's a growth thing. It's beneficial. It's actually cutting out the flesh. But the flesh creatures, they only cut each other and tear each other down, and there's no positivity from them. They're competing with each other. They're fighting amongst each other. There's no growth there. It's just abuse. That's where MK Ultra, the flesh mind is MK Ultra. The abuse comes from the flesh creatures. Cain killed Abel. Jezebel had all them, she was sleeping with 450 prophets to get them to do what she wanted them to do. Tricking Israel. These 501(c) churches tell you, oh, it's faith alone. Then they say, you better do this. You better do this. And they contradict themselves. It's the energy of the flesh. Every time I talk to one of them, and I say, why don't you come visit our church? I'm sitting there thinking, y'all live in a box, man. I'm telling you deep mysteries, and you laugh. You can't even hear me. And if you can't hear me, that means you love the box. You love the box. You want to stay in a box. Why not leave the box life, which is works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, some kind of rule, touch, not taste. Why not be free? Why not read the book of Galatians until it becomes a part of you? If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Why am I going back under law or rules? Why do I have to do something? Why are you trying to put me back under guilt, shame, condemnation with anything? I don't care what it is. They'll say, well, you better tithe. That's Old Testament. Why are you trying to put me back under guilt, shame, condemnation, put me back under law? You better not miss a day of church, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Why are you trying to put me back under rules and stress and under guilt and condemnation? Because Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation of those in Christ Jesus. Why you want me to go to a 2x4 building when I'm the church? Why can't I fellowship with people out in my front yard or on the phone or on text or on computer or online? Why do I have to go to a building? I'd rather go to a tent. And if I go to a building, why do you shut down my gift? Why do you shut down my gift? Is your gift greater than mine? Why do I have to be ordained by your 501(c) system that's contrary? Why do I have to be ordained by that when I don't? Well, who made that rule? To give out the good news. The whole system's a box. The system. The sister's the weaker vessel. The system. System. The machine. The material realm. What is the machine? What is the system? It's a box system to birth you out of the box so that you learn to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. That's what this whole thing's about. From Genesis to Revelation. The box is the machine. The box is the material realm. The box is matter. Mad as a hatter. Matter is mad. The energy of the flesh is the box system. And the whole purpose from Genesis to Revelation is to reveal Christ in you, that you don't need rules, that you're set apart from rules, that you're walking in the Spirit. In love and truth, you keep short accounts. You're not perfect yet until you see Jesus face to face. But my point is, you're perfect in Christ by faith. And the Holy Spirit in you will convict you. Go here. Don't go here. The Holy Spirit leads and guides you. Yes, you need the Word. Yes, you need to drink the Word. The Word and the Holy Spirit agree. But the whole system, when you escape, when you birth out of the box, right? You leave the box. the whole system attacks you because they're all in the box. I don't care if you go to the Pentecostal. I don't care if you go to the Methodist. I don't care if you go to Baptist. I don't care if you go to a cult, an ism, the Mormon. I don't care if you go to a corporation. I don't care if you go to a organization. I don't care if you change nations. I don't care if you change cities. I don't care who you marry. It turns into a box. A honey-do list is a box. Touch not, taste not, handle not is a box. People say, well, we were fine till we got married. Why? Why'd you get along great until you got married? Because it turns into an agreement down here in the natural. And any kind of agreement in the natural turns into a box. Fighting amongst yourselves. Your will versus their will. I want to do it my way. Well, I want to do it my way. The man says, we're going to do it this way. She says, I don't want to do it that way. She says, I want to do it my way. And then they don't want to compromise. Neither one of them. She don't want to submit. And he don't want to have compassion on why she wants to. He don't want to hear why she has it. He says, this is the way we're going to do it. And it doesn't matter how it makes her feel. He just does it. Both sides want it their own way. Turns into fighting. And then they run to their mom or their friend or their paramour. They run to their mama and get them on their side. A mother-in-law and a father-in-law who have some sense, they learn whenever one of them's fighting, whenever they're mad at each other, not to get in the middle of it. Because they're going to make up and then they're going to be the bad guy. So whether you get married, whether you start a business, whatever it is, because let's say you start a business, you go down here and you buy some apartment complex. You got to hire people. You think you're not going to have trouble? It turns into a box, a material land, a 3D Clado agreement that has trouble. Man born of woman, the Ma Shing, man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Do you think they're having this kind of, except for when the devil rebelled, do you think they're having this kind of drama down here that we see? No. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can't, look, in Galatians, the false brethren came back to steal out their liberty that was in Christ, and they said, we didn't let them in for 1 hour. We didn't let them in for 1 hour. The false brethren wanted to steal out their liberty that was in Christ. You better tithe. You better not miss a day of church. Why are you trying to take my liberty, man? What are you talking about 10%? I give 100%. Everything I do is for God's glory. That's 100%. What are you talking about 10%? Will, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? Why are you trying to put me back under Old Testament law, 10%? The Bible makes it clear you give 100%. You give your whole life. Everything, your whole being, your whole core, 110%, dying daily. You're not even alive. You're dead to your own self, really. You've been bought with a price. What are you talking about, 10%? I've been bought with a price. I give 100%. What are you talking about? You're confused. You're in religion. You're in religiosity. You're in Christiosity. It's not true Christianity, it's Christiosity of some kind. Delusionalosity. You're delusional. You're delusional. You're in a box and you're in a dream world and because you're in that little box and you got all these things that your car's a box, your house is a box, your bedroom is a box, your bathroom's a box, your job is a box, your air conditioner is a box, Your TV's a box. Your phone is a box. Everything around you, birth from a box. You're going to the grave into a box. Everything around you is a box within a box within a box. And you think you're free because you're still in a box mindset and you're not even close to being free. You're in a religious box. You're trying to, if I can just be a better person, well, give it up. You can't. Christ in you can. See, that's a box. I better do my devotionals every night. There's a box. I better not miss a day of prayer. There's a box. Guilt, shame, condemnation. Just say, Lord, I don't know how to pray. Help me pray more. Lord, I don't really know what this devotional thing is doing, but let me be devotional 24/7, not just read some little pamphlet that somebody gave me. Well, you better read your Bible. Lord, help me not to just read my Bible, but have the mind of Christ where the Bible's in. It's a part of me. It's not about reading your Bible to be a better person. It's just who you are in Christ. It's so upside down. I'll tell you how upside down it is. I was talking to somebody at work today. I said, you know, when I see a funeral, I'm kind of rejoicing for that person. They're out of this box life. They're out of this crazy place. When I see a marriage, I kind of get sad because I know it's nothing but trouble. It's going to be trouble, period. When I see a baby birth, it's kind of sad because I know that baby's birthed into this crazy place. It's upside down. Most people cry at a funeral. Over there in Africa, Uganda, Nairobi, and all them places, they shout and dance and have a party when somebody dies, you know? They moved on to the other side. Your mind has been trained to think upside down from the school, from the medical, from the media, from the news, from your bloodline, from your culture. The culture lies have tried to brainwash you to think upside down, from evolution to change in marriage. Trying to hide the fact that abortion is murder. They call it a fetus when it's a baby. The reason that the word fetus in the French means baby. They hide it with words to hide it, but it's right there in your face. Abortion means kill the baby. I mean, it's really not that complicated. You just have to be stupid. You have to be delusional not to see it. Or you have to just love your sin so much that you don't want to face it. Dumb as a rock. Why are people so dumb? Dumb as a rock. Why are they not aware of their inner? Why can they not wake up to the truth that's hidden in plain view? Because it's the flesh mind. If I could show you the gospel preached on my hand, my five fingers, the knuckles, the fingernails, the nail, the print, the fingerprint, the cuticle on there, all that preaches Jesus. And if I could show you on your hand that it preaches Jesus, and I can show it, I can prove it. It's not about maybe. I can actually prove it. And they don't hear me. That's because they love the flesh mind. When Jesus is being preached everywhere, everything preaches Jesus. Everything. But why don't they want to see it? Because they think a lot of it has to do with pride. Somebody sees something they can't see, so they don't admit that somebody can see deeper than them. Because if they really admitted it, they'd get at the foot of that person and say, teach me. Teach me. Just remember the pride of that doctor in that movie where the doctor hurt his hands and he went all the way across and he had that master teacher. And she says, I ain't teaching you nothing. Get out of here. And he just sat at the door all night. She said, okay, I'll teach you. But he had to come to the end of himself. And so when somebody can see something you can't see, why not just beg them to teach you? instead of being prideful and say, oh, I ain't gonna hear that. Pride. The flesh mind is nothing but pride. The spirit mind is humility. You learn from everything and everybody and every object lesson inside of every object. Every object in front of you that's hitting your eye gate is or your ear gate is teaching you something. Everything in front of you is an object lesson. Every object is a derivative from the spirit plane, from source, and is here to teach you something. Objects that are right in front of you are object lessons. Objects, any object, your car, your house, your steering wheel, your phone, any object that you look at is an object lesson. That's why it's hitting your eye gate. That's why it's hitting you. That's why you're facing off with it. Because you face off and something hits you to turn you to a higher state. That's what conversation is. Converse, together turn. Anything that hits you is to push you to a higher state. But your pride won't let you listen. That's the problem.